Hello everyone, this is the third podcast episode covering the course lectures. You are about to delve into the topics of decision making, conflict resolution and power dynamics as part of the course Leading, Managing and Developing People in Organizations. I am Professor Fabio Rizzi and I will guide you on this journey of discovery. I'll help you make sense of your personal and professional experiences, considering the most widely used theories that managers and leaders around the world apply to understand and navigate the complexities of organizational behavior and leadership dynamics. To better understand how the various topics of the course are connected, it is useful to create a conceptual map that views organizational behavior as the study of the factors influencing an organizational performance. These factors depend on the individual, the group work in which the individual is involved, the organizational structure, the leadership style of the manager who supervises the individual, and the personal context. This third lesson consists of three parts dedicated to three different yet interconnected topics. These topics include individual and group decision-making processes, conflict resolution, and power dynamics. Regarding decision-making processes, a key point of the lesson is represented by the advantages and disadvantages of group decision-making. Group decision-making offers several advantages and disadvantages within organizational context. On the positive side, group decision-making leverages the collective wisdom and diverse perspectives of team members, leading to a broader pool of knowledge and insights. This often results in better problem comprehension and innovative solutions, as different viewpoints are considered. Moreover, group decision-making fosters increased acceptance of decisions among team members, promoting buy-in and commitment to the chosen course of action. However, there are also drawbacks to consider. Group decision-making can be prone to groupthink, where dissenting opinions are suppressed in favor of conformity, potentially leading to suboptimal outcomes. Additionally, the process of reaching consensus in a group setting can be time-consuming, delaying decision implementation and hindering organizational agility. Furthermore, issues such as minority domination, where a vocal minority exerts a disproportionate influence over the decision-making process, can undermine the effectiveness of group decision-making efforts. Therefore, while group decision-making offers various benefits, it also requires careful management to mitigate potential drawbacks and ensure optimal outcomes for organizations. When it comes to conflict resolution, the key point of the lesson is represented by the five approaches to conflict resolution proposed by Thomas: avoidance, accommodation, compromise, collaboration, and competition. Avoidance involves ignoring or postponing the conflict, suitable for trivial issues or when emotions are high. Accommodation entails accepting the opposing party's request, prioritizing harmony over personal goals. Compromise seeks a middle ground where both parties make concessions to achieve a mutually acceptable solution. Collaboration fosters open communication and cooperation, aiming for win-win outcomes through problem-solving and creativity. Lastly, competition involves pursuing one's interest assertively, often leading to a zero-sum outcome where one party prevails at the expense of the other. Each approach has its merits and drawbacks, making their selection dependent on the nature of the conflict, the relationship between parties, and organizational goals. Finally, the last part of this third lesson revolves around power and politics at work. Their pervasive influence within organizational settings must be recognized. Power is understood as the ability to influence others and control resources, playing a fundamental role in decision-making, resource allocation, and leadership dynamics. Different perspectives on power highlight its multifaceted nature, ranging from observable to unobservable manifestations. Moreover, the concept of organizational politics underscores the existence of informal networks, alliances, and influence tactics used to navigate organizational hierarchies and advance individual or group interests. Recognizing the importance of power and politics is essential for understanding organizational dynamics as they shape interactions, decision outcomes, and organizational culture. By acknowledging and navigating power dynamics and political landscapes effectively, individuals and organizations can enhance their ability to achieve their objectives and thrive in complex work environments. We have reached the end of this third podcast episode. Don't forget that by actively participating in class and taking proactive steps to deepen your understanding of the material, you will not only enhance your learning experience, but also develop valuable skills that will serve you well in your personal and professional life. So let's dive deeper into today's topics and continue our quest for knowledge together. Until next time, this is Fabio wishing you a great day.